A new season, but the goal remains the same. Is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome back to Clover Park here in Port St. Lucie, Florida on this overcast Wednesday night. And the second game of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding St. Lucie Mets. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show leading you up until our 6:10 scheduled first pitch tonight. Right now here in Port St. Lucie, not too much sunshine hidden behind a lot of gray clouds. Tortugas and Mets warming up in right and left field respectively, but definitely have seen some people from St. Lucie wandering around the warning track with their phones out, checking the radar and making phone calls. And hopefully our game will not be interrupted at any point today, but certainly a possibility with the way the weather currently looks in and around St. Lucie County. But Daytona will try and put yesterday's heartbreaking defeat behind them. Daytona was walked off. All five of their road defeats have come in walk-off fashion. But this Tortugas team, so incredibly resilient, still able to recognize that it is just a loss. Don't get any extra points against them for losing in a walk-off defeat or if they lost 5-0. So they carry themselves as if today is a new day, and they're ready to roll again. And that's a credit to this coaching staff, the people within the Reds organization, mental skills coaches, different people in the administration in the Reds organization, and who these players are as people who raised them, the environments they grew up in terms of baseball. They just seem to have the right head on their shoulders, and they have put yesterday behind them, much like they did last week, or really 2 weeks ago in Palm Beach, and ready to rock and roll again in search of another victory. We'll step aside for a moment here on the pregame show. Ray Franson will face Nick Zwack. We'll explain a little bit later how that is different than what was originally planned when we left the ballpark last night. But in the meantime, a little bit earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with one of the great stories on this Tortugas roster. That is right-handed reliever Owen Holt. We talk about his journey to Daytona Beach, his experience in the bullpen this year, and some of the tutelage and information he got as a star in another sport have helped him so far in his baseball journey. You'll hear from Owen when we come back. Starting lineups at first pitch as well here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network, Justin Rock joined alongside outstanding right-handed reliever, that is Owen Holt. Owen, recently celebrated to you a lot of birthdays on this Tortugas roster here in April. What's it been like? It seems like every day somebody's celebrating a B-Day.
It's definitely kind of cool. Being around all the guys, everyone's kind of celebrating their birthdays seemingly every day. So just great fun, great camaraderie with the guys so far.
start of the season. You've made a couple of relief appearances so far into about our third week of full play here in Daytona Beach. How have you enjoyed your stay down here so far in the FSL?
I'm loving it. Definitely cool playing in Florida, getting to travel around. We've been to Palm Beach, now we're at St. Lucie this week. So getting to see all these different teams from training facilities as well. Really loving Daytona, really loving the energy that the fans bring every night, so it's really fun to see.
You mentioned the fans. That's a big difference from where you were pitching at the end of last year to this year, Arizona Complex League. Maybe have a couple of scouts, a few fans sneak their way in through here. And Daytona Beach got over 1,500 fans plus screaming for you every night. What's that been like for you going out there on the mound at home and having, you know, so many screaming fans cheering you on?
Definitely a lot more adrenaline going from, you know, I remember like being at the bullpen those first few games. I'm like, it's going to be weird pitching in front of fans again. But it's great fun. I just can't wait to get out there when they're doing Piano Man and me coming in the next inning, you know?
That's a beautiful mindset to have. Obviously, pitchers always try and find ways to find that energy and, you know, bring that intensity on the mound, especially out of the bullpen. Is pitching in relief something that's been sort of new for you here in 2022?
No,
and how have you adjusted?
So I was coming out of the pen last year during instructs and ACL and summer ball, but those have been pretty scripted out, like, hey, you know, you're probably going to have the sixth or seventh, something like that. So this is the first time I've really kind of been, I guess, on call. You know, like kind of like it. It's like one of those rides where, like, you get slung up, and, you know, sometimes, like, that doesn't happen. And so being able to kind of, you know, manage those, hey, you're not going to throw today, or, you know, hey, you could be hot, but you might not be, kind of managing the workload that way is kind of like, you know, trying to get a lot better in my routine and stuff like that.
Is there anybody you've reached out to or other people in your baseball tenure that have helped you sort of prepare for the different animal that is pitching in relief?
Probably one of the most, like, influential guys kind of outside the Reds organization is a guy, Jim Gott, who was a Pirates closer, like back in the day, probably the 80s, I think. And he was my summer ball coach in June, like right before I got drafted, and I really had some good times with him. And he just really taught me a lot about, like, pitching and, you know, a lot more, like, just mentality and kind of, like, enjoying the ride and showing up every day to kind of, you know, attack every day.
You mentioned pitching in summer ball. Last year was the first year of the MLB Draft League. You were a participant in that league before being drafted by the Reds. What was that experience like getting recruited for that league, pitching there, and obviously the success you had there helped lead you to being selected by the Reds a few weeks later?
It was really good because, you know, that was my first time, like, on those kind of shorter inning stints, like 1-2 innings. And so I felt like that and being around the guys, even here, I feel like you learn, like, so much from the guys, like, whether it's, you know, hey, mentality on the mound or what you do in between innings or warm-ups or pitch grips, anything like that. So I'm always trying to learn as much as I can from the other guys. But just, you know, being around great competition in the draft league, I had a great time with that. That was one of the most fun baseball experiences I've had. So
it makes last year such an interesting experience. You were pitching in that league, and last year you were pitching at Alvin Community College before then. And we're also taking a full slate of classes there, as well as at Harvard University, where you were before then. What was that like, trying to take two course loads of classes while also simultaneously working towards your goal of being a professional baseball player?
It was definitely a grind, especially academically, just because, you know, pitching can be, like, I guess, so physically taxing, but also kind of, like, mentally taxing, to where, like, when you're on the mound, you need to, you know, be able to bring everything you got to the mound. And so it's just, I'm kind of grateful for that experience. I kind of got, like, the best of both worlds, living in Alvin and getting to do Harvard classes. So it was, like, it was definitely really neat. And I'm, you know, looking back on it, like, I had a great time down in Alvin, but I'm definitely glad I'm not right now.
Yeah, speaking of that, I mean, considering how crazy last year was between the draft league, getting drafted, taking classes at two different schools, trying to live out your dream as a draftee in a Major League Baseball, how proud are you and how excited are you that all that hard work you put in last year has paid off?
It's definitely pretty exciting. You know, I guess now it's kind of like the real work starts and stuff like that, but it's definitely cool when I'm, you know, looking back on it, and, you know, now I'm, you know, getting to play all over Florida with, you know, great coaches. I feel really blessed to be part of, like, such a great organization in the Reds and everything like that.
One final question for you, Owen. Baseball wasn't the only sport you were involved in your time at Harvard University. You were also a quarterback on the football team, and you actually got to play a game with the football team there at Fenway Park against your hated rivals in Yale. What was it like being a football player at Harvard, and what was the transition like going from the gridiron back to the diamond while you were there?
Yeah, I'm really grateful for my time up at Harvard. I thought it did a great job at like preparing me for what like a good process should look like. You know, it's like baseball, you're playing so many games and like we practiced before, but you know, football, it's like, you know, at Harvard we had 10 games, and so you're practicing a lot more than you're playing. And so getting able to like look at a process from like a holistic, you know, what's your summer look like, what's your spring look like, what is Wednesday before a Saturday game look like. And you know, there was a lot of like really great guys and really great human beings as part of that program. So just like be able to learn from those guys and, you know, taking what they've done well, I think is like really prepared me. I guess one small tidbit is like, you know, I liken everything to a football analogy, I guess. And so I was talking with Jim Gott last year, and he's like, you know, pitching, it's a lot like quarterback, except, you know, every pitch, it's fourth and five, and you got to get that first down. You just got to attack every time. So that's kind of what I'm thinking up there.
Hey, those analogies work. It certainly worked for you on the mound so far this season. Owen Holt, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, man.
Yep. Thank you, Justin. Go Tortugas.
It's in first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Back here in Port St. Lucie, Clover Park, Justin Rock with you here. Both pitchers warming up in their respective bullpen, so that means that we will start as scheduled at 6:10 Eastern time tonight. Justin Rock with you here, leading up to first pitch of Mets and Tortugas. The second game of this six-game series, there was a pitching change for both teams before first pitch today. When we left you last night, it was supposed to be Keyshawn Askew against Reynaldo Cruz. Askew was scratched. Left-hander Nick Zwack will get the ball for St. Lucie today instead. Zwack 1-1, a 7.27 ERA. While for Daytona, it was supposed to be the right-hander Reynaldo Cruz to get the start today. Instead, it will be the Dutch native Ray Fransen to get the ball today. Reynaldo Cruz, teeth removed. And that is why Cruz unable to make the start today for Daytona. Let's take a quick run through of the starting lineups before the Mets take the field. For Daytona, their lineup put together by skipper Gookie Dawkins. Jay Allen the second leads off in center field. Austin Hendrick is in right, batting second. Jamal O'Gwin, the DH today, batting third. Ruben Ibarra will clean up at first base. Gus Steiger is the shortstop in the five spot. Demi Santana back in the order. He'll hit sixth at third base. Rainey Reyes, second baseman in the seventh spot. Danny Lantigua bats eighth in left. And Andrew Salcedo will bat ninth behind the plate with Ray Fransen on the mound. As for the Mets, their lineup put together by skipper Robbie Robinson. Alex Ramirez leading off in center. Stanley Consuegra with the game-tying home run in the ninth last night will bat second in left. Shervin Newton struck out four times yesterday. He'll bat third at short. William Lugo at third base cleans up. Carlos Dominguez in the DH role, hitting fifth, batting sixth at first base. Raul Berasierta. Omar De Los Santos, right fielder, hits seventh. Drake Osborne, who had the walk-off hit last night in the eighth spot behind the plate. And Jose Rivera will bat ninth and play second against Fronson. On the mound with Nick Zwack getting the ball for the Mets. We'll step aside as both teams have taken the field. And it's time for the national anthem. When we come back, we will have first pitch, Mets and Tortugas, game two of this six-game series coming your way in just a matter of moments. You've been listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
It is time for baseball here on an overcast Wednesday night. Tortugas and Mets for the fifth time here in 2022. Justin Rock back with you here up on press row high above Clover Park. And as Nick Zwack warms up on the mound, let's take another quick look at the Tortugas starting lineup tonight. Put together by Cookie Dawkins, Jay Allen the second leading off in center. Austin Hendrick in right field, bat second. Jamal O'Gwynn, the DH in the three spot. Ruben Ibarra cleans up at first. Gus Steiger, the shortstop in the five spot. Debbie Santana will bat sixth at third base. Randy Reyes over at second. Danny Lantigua will hit eighth and be in left with Andrew Salcedo doing the catching, batting ninth. For the Mets tonight, it is the left-hander Nick Zwack who will make the start in this ballgame. Zwack struck out seven against Daytona on opening night out of the bullpen in support of Keyshawn Askew. Zwack on the air making his fourth appearance, second start, 1-1 record, a 7.27 ERA, 11 hits in 8 2/3 innings, only one walk, 15 strikeouts so far. That is 15.6 strikeouts per nine. Zwack against Daytona got the win on opening night, three innings, but did give up four runs, three earned on five hits in addition to those seven strikeouts. Last time out against Jupiter, two hits, a walk, and six Ks. Jay Allen II grew up not too far away from here in Fort Pierce, Florida, gets a rousing round of applause as he gets ready to dig in for the first at-bat of the ball game. Allen coming into play today for Daytona, hitting at 235 in 14 games, a double, two homers, and seven RBIs. Zwack is ready from the third base side of the mound. So is Allen from the right-hand side of the plate. First pitch of the ballgame is a fastball strike at 91, and we're underway at 6:14 Eastern Time. Right-handed batter. Now Zwack's 0-1, and that pitch is down. One ball and one strike. Allen last night led off the game with a base hit. Was 1-for-4. Scored a run, walked, and was caught stealing. The 1-1. And Allen takes a fastball strike at 93. It is 1-2. Zwack, left-hander, 6'2", 223 pounds. 23 years old out of Cincinnati, Ohio. The 1-2 pitch. Allen takes that one on the inside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. Slider on the inside part of the dish. And Allen down on strikes. One away here in the top of the first inning. That brings up Austin Hendrick. Hendrick had an RBI base hit last night, 1-for-5. Extended his on-base streak to 12, and the first pitch here off speed And Hendrick out in front. It's 0-1. Hendrick leading the team with a .286 average, 14 for 49. A double, three homers, six batted in. The lefty's 0-1. And Hendrick swings through that down and away. Slider. And it is 0-2. Defensive alignment behind Zwack tonight. Left to right in the outfield. Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, and Omar De Los Santos. The 0-2 to Austin. Struck him out swinging. Slider away. Three sliders, three strikes, and back-to-back Ks is how Zwack begins his night on the hill. So base is empty, two down. The DH playing his third professional, rather fourth professional game, excuse me. Fourth game here in Daytona, 2-4 his first six. No extra base hits, no RBIs, but has walked six times. And O'Gwynn takes outside for ball one. O'Gwynn last night, another solid game, one for two. Walked twice, was hit by a pitch, so reached base four times. 1-0, and O'Gwynn late on the fastball. 93 down, it is 1-1. Zwack, the Mets' 17th round pick last year at Xavier University in Cincinnati. Spent last year in the Complex League, the 1-1, and a fastball waved at and missed, 1-2. Zwack, fastball, slider, changeup. It's a lot of arm side run on that fastball. Gets a lot of fly balls on the slider. The 1-2. Off the inside corner. No, a called strike three on O'Gwynn. And it's interesting, the automated ball strike system in play here today. And based on the little game day thing we've got on our screen to my right, that pitch was inside. As was the case to the pitch to Allen that struck him out looking to end the inning. So that'll be interesting how that develops with the automated ball strike system throughout the course of the night. 1-2-3 goes Daytona to the bottom of the first. Daytona nothing, Mets coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Go to the bottom of the first inning, Ray Fronson making his second start of the season tonight for Daytona. Mets lineup, Ramirez, Consuegra, Newton to lead off. Lugo, Dominguez, Barrasierta, the heart of the order. De Los Santos, Osborne, Rivera, 7, 8, and 9. And Ramirez, first pitch, takes a called strike at the knees. It is 0-1. Ramirez, the youngest player on the Mets roster last year, the 0-1. This one hit on the ground is short. Waiting back on it, Steiger now gathers in a low throw. Backhanded by Ibarra before it hits the turf. And there is one away here in the opening inning. So Ramirez retired. That'll bring up Stanley Consuegra. Hit the game-tying home run in the ninth inning last night. And then showboated in the direction of the pitcher. Rounding third base. And the Tortugas coaching staff has a lot of problems with how the Mets conducted themselves on the field last night. And the first pitch here is a one-hopper to short. Steiger to his right. Overhand throw is there. Two down. So that'll be something to watch as the series continues to unfold. Especially considering the Mets had a benches clearing incident with the Cardinals earlier today. Although the Mets were the aggrieved party, not the other way around like it is here in Port St. Lucie in this series. So base is empty, two out here. Shervin Newton struck out four times last night. He's Switch hitter, batting left-handed, 260 average in 14 games. And the first pitch is a fastball outside, 1-0. Newton, 8 doubles, no homers, 6 RBIs. Fronson from the first base side of the mound, the 1-0. And that one on the outside corner, sinking fastball, 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Fronson tonight, left to right in the outfield. And Austin Hendrick, the 1-1. Breaking ball outside, 2-1. Third to first around the infield, Debbie Santana, Gus Steiger, Rainey Reyes, Ruben Ibarra, with Salcedo doing the catching, 2-1. And that misses down. Sinking fastball, 3 balls and 1 strike. Fronson, 6'3", 207 pounds, will turn 21 next month at a Deventer in the Netherlands. Signed by the Reds back in 2019. No record of 4.32 ERA into tonight as this one hit on the ground towards first, but just a bit to the right of the pillow. It is a foul ball. So Newton stays alive. It's a full count. Fronson, 8 hits allowed in 8 1/3 innings, 5 walks, 7 strikeouts. Coming off the best appearance of this young season. Payoff pitch. Struck him out swinging. Fastball up at 91. And Newton down on strikes as Fronson picks up a 1-2-3 inning of his own. We are through one here in Port St. Lucie. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink special starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the second inning, no score here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Fans, need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tour organizations of all types, with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Ruben Ibarra, Gus Steiger, Debbie Santana are the lineup due up against Zwack, who struck out the side in order on 11 pitches in the first. Breezy Wednesday night, overcast skies, and the first pitch to Ruben is high for ball one. Ibarra turned 23 yesterday. Comes into the day hitting at a buck 86 in 15 games, 11 for 59, 2 doubles, no homers, 6 batted in. And Ibarra takes that one low. Another fastball from Zwack. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Mets tonight wearing the alternate orange uniforms. Sunglass wearing, running Mr. Met logo on the front left-hand side of the chest, the 2-0. Hit on the ground to third. Scooped on the forehand there by Lugo. And the play across the diamond for the first out. One up, one down for Zwack in the second. Now it is Gus Steiger. Steiger had his 5-game multi-hit streak snapped last night. Steiger, 0 for 4 in that ball game yesterday. Comes into the day today for Daytona. Off to a strong start this season. And the first pitch to Gus is low for ball one. Steiger hitting 255 in 15 games. 3 doubles, no homers, 7 batted in. The 1-0 from the lefty, and Steiger drives one right, but foul off towards the loading dock. It is 1-1. Those orange jersey tops for the Mets, blue numerals front and back. Pinstriped white pants down to the ankles, blue pinstripes, the 1-1 high. And the count 2-1. Blue pinstriped white pants down to the ankles, Blue and white New Balance cleats dug into the Clover Park mound for Zwack. The 2-1. That one low. Another fastball, three balls and one strike. With that orange STL logo on the front. And the white border around it. Right now in Port St. Lucie, here in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour, 82 degrees. You'll feel at 81, the 3-1 to Gus. This one, a line drive, deflects off the pitcher's mitt into the left of the shortstop, Newton, in his center field for a knock. Steiger going halfway to second base, then turns around and heads back, waiting for Ramirez to throw the ball back in. Gus Steiger with a rocket, and the first base hit of the ball game. Almost great quick reflexes from Zwack to make the catch. Almost deflected it onto the shortstop, but was a little bit wide. 106.7 miles an hour off the bat on the Steiger base hit. So now Debbie Santana looking for his first hit of the year. And the first pitch he sees inside at 91, 1-0. Santana 0-13 on the year in five games. But the issue for him has been putting the ball in play. 12 of those 13 at-bats have resulted in strikeouts. Runner goes. Santana swings away and fouls it to the screen. Little hit and run on there for the Tortugas. It's one ball and one strike. The low 80s here at Port St. Lucie. There's definitely been some weather in the area. We've been dry here at Clover Park. 9 mile per hour wind gusts to the east-southeast. American flag in right center right now at a standstill as Santana hits it hard on the ground. Foul. And that one up the third baseline, 1-2. Infield shifted for Santana to pull. Second baseman stationed up the middle. As that one bounces in front of home plate. Good block by Osborne to his left. It is 2-2. As we hinted at in the top of the first inning, automated ball strike system in play here today and tomorrow on the road. Yesterday had the manual umpiring system, old school. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday back to the challenge system. 2-2. Struck him out. Fastball up at 91, and Zwack picks up his fourth strikeout of the night. So Debbie's early season woes continue. One on, two out for Rainey Reyes. Reyes came in as a defensive replacement last night. 3-23 on the year in nine games. That's a 130 average. No extra base hits and an RBI. And the first pitch to Rainey. Lost the top hand on the swing, but grabbed a piece back behind the plate. It is 0-1. Reyes had a solid series at home against Bradenton last week. Throw over to his back head first. Reyes 2-7. And that Bradenton series with four walks and four runs scored. Runner goes. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Throw down. And Reyes is going to be called for obstruction. You could tell right away on the throw. Never even looked to second base. And Steiger forced to go back to first because as the catcher Osborne went to throw, Reyes, his momentum carried him back into the catcher Osborne where he was throwing. And you could see Osborne sort of have to alter his throwing angle on the toss down to second base. And so Steiger has to return. And the count is 0-2. That's the second time that's happened at Daytona in as many games in this series. Happened early last night on a double steal with Allen and Ibarra. Throw over to first, and they got Steiger. Barisierta's throw a little high with a tag made by the second baseman Rivera. And a 1-3-4 pickoff is how the second inning comes to a close for the Tortugas. No runs, a hit. Because of the out on the bases, nobody left after 1.5, no score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? a Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robb's best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers? What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the second inning. Ray Fronson back to work. And the first pitch of the inning is lined down the left field line for a base hit into the corner. Over to pick it up there, Lantigua. And William Lugo in at second with a leadoff double to start the second inning. First hit of the night for the Mets on the first pitch of the second. And they have one on and nobody out for the DH, Carlos Dominguez. Dominguez coming into the day hitting at 256 in 12 games, 11 for 43. A double, three homers, 11 RBIs. So Lugo with a two-bagger at second. A double, his fifth of the year, and Fronson steps off. Dominguez found his way a part of the fracas last night as this one hit sharply but foul. Third baseline, 0-1. I didn't even realize this last night. I was alerted to this by Adam McDonald, the voice of the Mets, that on an 0-2 pitch to Dominguez in the ninth inning last night, after the game-tying home run, Franco threw one in the dirt, and Dominguez made a motion out to the mound saying, throw me something to hit. And Mets were sort of totally out of control last night at the end of that ball game as that low 1-1. I was talking with Gookie Dawkins, the skipper, about it earlier today. He is less than pleased at everybody in a St. Lucie uniform or affiliation. The 1-1. There's a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. And I found it interesting that even the Mets broadcaster, Adam McDonald, told me that he thought his team was a little bit out of control last night. And I'm all for bat flips and celebrating and enjoying yourself during the game. The Tortugas do a lot of that. The 1-2, foul at third base side. Nice snag by Barisierta with a bare hand in the on-deck circle, 1-2. But it was when the Mets started making motions and celebrating in the direction of Daytona, and it started to take on a sour tone as that fouled away to the right. It remains a ball and two strikes. And I asked Cookie Dawkins, did Jose or Ben Scooter, anybody do anything that may have, you know, instigated that? And sort of said what I said last night. No, they're as stoic as anybody on this Tortugas roster. Is that outside 2-2? But Adam also brought to my attention that Ruben Ibarra was jarring with people after the Mets put on that display last night, and Ibarra is as non-confrontational with his opponents as anyone could be. This one popped up back in our direction. We'll miss the press level, but back underneath us, it remains two balls and two strikes. So it's going to be interesting to see as the series develop, as the season develops, because these two teams play each other a lot as a part of this East Division rivalry, the 2-2. This one hit high in the air to left. Back and to his left is Lantigua. calling for it, reaches out away from his body to make the catch. Tagging and advancing to third on the play is Lugo. I don't know if that ball was swirling around on Lantigua or just did not read it very well, but Danny had to reach out away from his body in the direction of Jay Allen II. And thanks. But Lugo advances an extra base. I wonder if he would have attempted to do that had Lantigua been underneath the ball and been able to put some more emphasis behind the throw. But either way, the Mets have a man at third and one out, and Fronson steps off. They throw to second base, trying to say that Lugo left early. And for the first time this season, Daytona has lost an appeal on the base paths. Hard to believe that. They were 3-for-3 on challenges like that before that. Now the pitch to Barrasierta, high bouncing ball over the head of the second baseman Reyes in a right field. Lugo will score. Barrasierta with an RBI single, his first RBI of the season. And the Mets utilize leadoff double to take a 1-0 lead. Just took a big Baltimore chop over Reyes with the infield playing in. And that allowed everyone to be safe. And the Mets have struck first for the first time. They have a 1-0 lead. And now one on, one out for the right fielder Omar De Los Santos. First pitch, fastball, strike 0-1. Apparently he threw his bat way high in the air after his 3-run homer in the fifth inning last night. I didn't have as much an issue with that because it wasn't in the direction of anybody on the Daytona roster as De Los Santos takes a strike inside corner 0-2. 277 average in 13 games, 13-for-47. Six extra base hits, three homers, and make that another strikeout as Fronson powers it by him up and in. 91 on the gun from the native of the Netherlands. Second strikeout tonight for Arre. And now the catcher, Drake Osborne. Osborne had the walk-off base hit in the 10th inning last night. 205 average in 11 games, 8-for-39. Two doubles, a homer, five batted in. Fronson from the first base side. And there's a strike outside corner, 0-1. Daytona this evening wearing the alternate green uniforms. Tortuga is arched across the chest in white, the 0-1. And this one hit in the air, 2-run. Coming in and towards the line, Hendrick, and he'll make the catch in that two-tone glove. A little gray, a little black. Mets take the lead, a run on two hits. And one man left at the end of two. 1-0 St. Lucie on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Daytona trailing 1-0, second game of this series. Bottom third of the Tortugas order due up. Reyes, Lantigua, Salcedo. Rainey was at the plate when Gus Steiger was picked off to end the top of the second inning. So he'll dig back in to start the third. Lefty works from the third base side. First pitch to Reyes. Off the outside corner, 1-0. Reyes, as we said last time, comes into the day. A 130 average, 3-for-23. No extra base hits and an RBI. The 1-0, two tops, two balls, and no strikes. Dimensions here at Clover Park, for those who have never been, 330 down the left field line. 370 to left center, 405 to dead center. The 2-0. And Reyes tries to hold up, called strike anyway, knee high. Fastball down, it is 2-1. 370 out to right center, and 330 again down the right field line. The 2-1. This one hit on the ground, but foul. The left of the third base chalk line. It is 2-2. Not same height fences all around here in Port St. Lucie. A little bit shorter out in right than it is in left. Maybe about an inch or two. The 2-2. And Reyes hits it foul right near third base coach Jeffrey Sierra. And it remains 2-2. Jeffrey over at the third base coach's box. Cody White mans first base. He's talking with Jeffrey last night on the bus. After the ball game, the 2-2 to Rainey. Low ball 3, and turned around and said to me, man, another crazy game. And I turned to him and said, man, my heart breaks for you guys. You play so hard, seemingly do everything right, but been so unlucky, as Reyes thought he had ball 4, but Swack gets him at the knees with a fastball. Knee high, fifth strikeout for Swack tonight. Second straight. And there is one away in the third inning. Now the switch hitting left fielder Danny Lantigua. Lantigua hitting .179. 5 for 28 in 9 games. A double, no homers, and RBI. Pinch hit last night in the 10th inning was 0 for 1. And he takes low there, 1-0. You know, so I was telling Jeffrey, you know, felt so bad for these guys playing so hard. And he just turned to me and said, well, that's baseball. Foul back 1-1, and that, I thought, was a great microcosm into how Daytona has handled really an unprecedented start to this season. The 1-1. Lantigua takes a called strike 1-2. Off-speed pitch at 85. Jeffrey added, everyone, you know, seemed to play a pretty solid game yesterday as Lantigua chases one off the outside corner, strike 3. Change up down and away from Zwack. Second time he struck out 3 in a row tonight. Has 6 Ks through 2 2/3. And now the switch hitting catcher, Andrew Salcedo. Salcedo, 2-4-16 on the year in 6 games. That's a .125 average. No extra base hits, 3 batted in. And the first pitch to Andrew, a called strike. Slider, it is 0-1. You know, Franco pitched well outside of one bad pitch. Same thing with Ben Scooter. Now one low, 1-1. But I've found it very impressive how this team has handled some adversity early in this 2022 season, especially such a young roster, the 1-1. And a slider under the hand. Salcedo can't connect, 1-2. Zwack trying to strike out the side in order for the second time in 3 innings tonight. The lefty's 1-2 in the dirt, down and inside. Smothered by Osborne, 2-2. A lot of kids fresh out of high school. Some Latin ball players playing outside the complex for the first time. But they have been very resurgent as Salcedo with a rocket back up the middle. Ski balls off the pitcher's mound and into center field for a base hit. 101.8 off the bat for Salcedo. And Daytona has a 2-out base runner in the third. First hit of the series for Andrew. And back to the top of the lineup in Jay Allen the second. Struck out looking his first time, 0 for 1 tonight. Was talking with the local sport girl here in St. Lucie, as you mentioned yesterday and today. Grew up, went to high school not far from here. Is this a line foul off the netting on top of Daytona's dugout, 0-1. Allen playing at John Carroll Catholic High School, about 13 miles north, 20 minutes away from Clover Park. He was telling me the team hotel for Daytona in this series is right across the street from where Jay had his draft party last June. There's a strike, 0-2. Allen had his draft watch party at the Duffy's right across the street from where the team is staying this week. Talk about full circle. The 0-2 pitch. On the outside corner, got him looking. Strike three. Allen thought it was a strike, then thought it wasn't a strike. Took a step towards the dugout, then stayed back in the box. A learning curve for this young 19-year-old with the automated strike system here in the FSL once again in 2022. Zwack strikes out three in the inning. Man left aboard on the Salcedo hit after 2.5 1-0 Mets here from Port St. Lucie.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Buckfield line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
9-1-2, due up for the Mets in the third against Aré Fronson. And Jose Rivera leads off in the first pitch. Caught him with a breaking ball. Wasn't trying to do that. But grabbed a piece of Rivera's lower body on a 78-mile-per-hour offering. And for the second straight inning, the Mets have the leadoff man on the first pitch. So back to the top of the Mets order, and Alex Ramirez, top prospect on this St. Lucie roster. Rounded out to short in the opening inning. He is 0-for-1. Fronson working from the first base side of the mound. Ball in his right hand, dangling at his side. And the first pitch to Ramirez, a home run cut, but ends up with nothing but air. It is 0-1. Ramirez coming into the night, hitting .389 in 13 games. Four doubles, two triples, no homers, five RBI. The 0-1, and that pitch is high. One ball and one strike. Daytona, as we said last inning, green jerseys. Tortugas across the chest in white, white numerals front and back. Powder blue border, the 1-1. And Ramirez taps one up the third base side, 1-2. Fronson, gray pants down to his ankles, black and white New Balance cleats, buried into the park mound. Rivera off of first base with nobody out, the 1-2. This one, a double play ground ball to the mound. Fronson on his second. Reyes towards the third base side makes the pick. Throw back to first across his body and another backhanded stab by Ibarra to complete the 1-4-3 double play. Fronson, I think, had a little bit of second guessing of who was going to cover the second base bag. The ball ended up tailing a little bit towards Gus Steiger at short, but Reyes able to adjust, as did Ibarra on the back end. May not have looked the pretty. And the bases are empty and two out for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra ground ball to short his first time. 0-for-1. Takes low and away. Ball one. And now outside with a breaking ball. 2-0. Consuegra, .281 average in 14 games. Four doubles, a homer, six RBIs entering tonight. The 2-0. Outside. And the count, three balls and no strikes. Daytona. Green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front. Sheldon through the middle, wielding a bat. A 3-0. Outside and low ball four. And Consuegra aboard with a two-out walk. First walk issued by Fronson tonight. And now the three-hitter, Shervin Newton. Newton struck out in the first inning, 0-for-1 tonight. Fronson pitching today off his best outing of the year out of the bullpen against Bradenton last Friday as this one hit in the air to deep center field. Allen going back, away back, looking up, and that one is off the batter's eye and gone. A two-run home run for Shervin Newton. Thought off the bat that one might stay in the ballpark, but glanced off the bottom of that blue netting on top of the 405 marker in straightaway center field. The first home run of the year for Shervin Newton. RBIs 7 and 8, and the Mets take a 3-0 lead in the third inning. .104 off the bat, 416 feet. Out to straightaway center field, the first home run Fronson has allowed this year. And the first pitch to William Lugo, chest high, a strike 0-1. Lugo doubled and scored last inning, 1-for-1. The righty kicks and fires. And that pitch misses down and in. 1-1. Lugo came into the night, .229 average, 11-for-48. Picked up his fifth double, now has seven extra base, 1-1. That one up and in, slips at 78. And the count, 2-1. Fronson in that game against Bradenton, 4 shutout innings. The 2-1. Outside, 3-1. 4 innings, no runs, 1 hit, no walks, 2 strikeouts, did hit a batter. 3-1. And a late hack on the fastball. Up at 89, it's a full count. Bases empty, 2 out, bottom of the third. Mets a 3-0 lead. Righty's 3-2. That one bangs off the netting on top of the Tortugas dugout. Stays at a full count. Fronson gave up 2 runs on 5 hits against the Mets. And 2 in the third innings back on April the 10th. Payoff pitch. This one in the air to center. Back into his left is Allen the second. He's got this one in his grasp and makes the catch over his shoulder to end the inning. But the Mets score 2 runs on 1 hit. The big blow, the 2-run home run to center by Shervin Newton at the end of 3. 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your
plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Austin Hendrick to lead off here in the top of the fourth inning. Daytona trailing by 3. And the first pitch of the inning. Fastball at the knees, 0-1. Hendrick struck out his first time. He is 0-1 tonight. Hendrick, O'Gwynn, Ibarra, the 3-2 up as that front door slider misses inside. It is 1-1. Tortugas, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They have left 1. The Mets, 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors. They have left 1 as well. The 1-1 pitch, and Hendrick hits one in the air to right. Back goes De Los Santos to the warning track in front of the wall. Will reel it in for the first out of the inning, right in front of the Dragonfly graphics signage and the light stanchion on the berm in right field. Hendrick, a great shot. That is the second one he's really driven into the outfield in this series. That one only off the bat at 98 miles an hour. Hit one to center yesterday at 107. That was hauled in by the center fielder Ramirez. So bases empty, one away after the enticing shot by Hendrick. Jamal O'Gwin digs in and takes a first pitch strike inside corner, 0-1. O'Gwin struck out looking his first time, 0-1 tonight. Lefty's 0-1 offering, and O'Gwin laid on the fastball at 92. It is 0-2. O'Gwin, undrafted free agent signee out of USC, was talking with Ruben Ibarra yesterday, played area code game baseball with O'Gwin back in their high school days, as that is high, 1-2. And now here they are all these years later, hitting back-to-back in the same professional lineup. They became friends in high school, and it's carried throughout college, and now here they are together in the pros. The 1-2, fastball outside corner, got him looking, strike three. Actually came in at 84. Must have been a very short breaking slider. And O'Gwin down on strikes. Make that 7 Ks. Rather, 8 Ks tonight for Zwack. Out of the 11 outs he's recorded. And now the aforementioned Ruben Ibarra. Rounded out to third his first time. And he takes a fastball, strike 0-1. There was a great photo of Ruben and Jamal before the game on Sunday in Daytona. Now roommates. O'Gwin took his spot as that one low. It is 1-1. Ruben wearing a Max Crosby Raiders jersey. Jamal a Bo Jackson Raiders jersey. Still keeping that allegiance even though they have left their home state of California for Las Vegas. The 1-1. That one just a tad low. Fastball 2-1. And they really are, in many cases, peas in a pod. O'Gwin and Ibarra both always smiling, very jovial attitude, looking on the bright side of things as that one outside and low, 3-1. Not always an easy thing to do in a sport that is so coated it with failure. Now you fail 7 out of 10 times as a hitter, you're a Hall of Famer. As Ibarra takes a strike, slider elevated, it's 3-2. Bases empty, 2 out. Top of the fourth, a 3-0 Mets lead. They find ways to do it, even when the cards are stacked against them. The payoff pitch. That one low and inside, ball 4. And Ibarra aboard with a 2-out walk. First free pass issued by Zwack tonight. Just the second he's allowed this season. Slams the rosin bag down behind the mound as Gus Steiger will step in. Gus singled his first time, was picked off first base. He is 1-for-1. Lightly attended crowd here on a Wednesday night. Was overcast at the start of this game as Steiger fouls it away 0-1. Clouds beginning to break a little bit. A little cutout of blue, a mix. The hazy white and gray hanging up above Clover Park. Certainly looks a lot less menacing weather-wise than it did about an hour or so ago. As that pitch on the outside corner. Slider, it is 0-2. Top of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you. Tortugas Radio Network. Mets a 3-0 lead. One on the 0-2 to Gus. Struck him out. Pitch away at 84. Changed it up on him. Ninth strikeout tonight for Zwack. And strands another man aboard in the fourth. No runs, no hits because of the walk. One left after 3.5. 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Well, on the very first pitch of the fourth inning, Carlos Dominguez hits a home run over the left field wall. That's how fast these in-between. First pitch, Dominguez hits one off the second level of advertisements beyond the left field wall. And the Mets take a 4-0 lead on their second home run of the day. Dominguez, his fourth home run of the year, RBI number 12. And before we could even get settled here in the fourth inning, the Mets have a 4-0 advantage. They have swung away at the first pitch the last three innings. Is that one in the dirt to Barrasierta? 105.8 off the bat, 356 feet. On that line drive home run by Dominguez. As the 1-0, down and away 2-0. Barrasierta, RBI base hit, his first time up. But the last three innings, the Mets have put a man on the first pitch. Double hit by pitch and a home run. And all three have come around to score as there's a strike at the knees. It is 2-1. A righty fires. And this one line foul off the netting to the right. It is 2-2. Mets in the alternate orange. Tortugas in the alternate greens tonight. Mets a 4-0 lead in the fourth. 2-2. And Barrasierta reaching for that breaking ball, fouls it back. And it remains a two-ball, two-strike count. De Los Santos and Osborne will follow the break-even. Outside, fastball 3-2. No action in Daytona's right field bullpen. Same applies for the Mets down the line and left. Payoff offering from Fronson. Off the hands, shallow right field. Backing up is the first baseman, Ibarra, and straddling the chalk line on the grass. Makes the catch for the first out. So one away in the fourth. And now the right fielder, Omar De Los Santos, struck out against Fronson back in the second. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in this fourth inning. I think was one game already completed as De Los Santos lunges for one and skies it in the air. Third base side, Santana calling for it. And to the left of the baseline cutout dirt, makes the catch on the grass, two down. Base is empty, two out. Now it is the catcher, Drake Osborne. Flied out to right his first time, 0-1. Bradenton beat Dunedin. 12 noon first pitch at Lecom Park, 6-2. Jace Bowen, his fifth home run of the year. Solo shot as Fronson finds the bottom of the zone, a strike 0-1. Fifth home run of the year for Rainer Nunez of Dunedin. The 0-1 hit hard on the ground at third. Nice backhanded stop by Santana on his knees. Low throw dug out on a backhand by Ibarra to end the inning. So good on those short hops. Doesn't matter what direction they're coming from. Ibarra, an outstanding defensive first baseman, and shows it again to end the four. But the Mets had a run on the home run by Dominguez after four. 4-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is Make Ballpark. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fifth, 4-0 Mets here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Debbie Santana, Rainey Reyes, Danny Lantigua. A 3-2 up, and the first pitch to Santana swung on and popped in the air. Will end up a souvenir, the back of the lower bowl. Here at Clover Park, it is 0-1. Santana struck out his first time. Debbie, Reyes, and Lantigua. If anyone reaches Salcedo in the inning, the 0-1. And Santana reaches for that pitch down in the zone, 0-2. Zwack has struck out 9 through 4 innings tonight. Looking to add another here to start the fifth inning. Daytona's bullpen springs to life in right field, the 0-2. And that in the dirt squirts away from Osborne, 1-2. Continuing our look around the FSL here today. We mentioned the one final in Bradenton. Everything else is in progress right now. Bottom of third in Palm Beach. Hammerheads and Cardinals are scoreless, the 1-2. And Santana, a hard ground ball through the right side, the first hit of the season for Debbie. In between the second baseman Rivera and the first baseman Barrasierta. So Debbie Santana off the schneid after an 0-for-14 beginning to his campaign. And Daytona, a leadoff base runner in the fifth. First time they've put the leadoff man on tonight. And Robbie Robinson out of the Mets' third base dugout, but there is nobody throwing in the... Yes, Keyshawn Askew was ready because he just came up from sitting down on that left field bullpen metal bench and motioned to him. So Zwack's day is done after 4-plus innings tonight. We'll see how Askew does. Didn't see him throwing a whole lot out in left field for the Mets. So, Askew, who was the original scheduled starter, coming on to pitch for the Mets with one on and nobody out in the fifth. 4-0 St. Lucie on the Tortugas Radio Network.
It's all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Thank you.
Keyshawn Askew, the new arm in the game for the Mets here with one on, nobody out, top of the fifth inning. Mets a 4-0 lead. Askew, the original scheduled starter tonight for Port St. Lucie. A late switch coming out of the bullpen tonight with Zwack making the start. Daytona scratched their starter, Reynaldo Cruz, because he needed to have a wisdom tooth pulled. Lefty fires and the side-arming fireballer misses outside at 90. It is 1-0. Askew standing at 6'4", 186 pounds. 22-year-old left-hander out of Powder Springs, Georgia. Mets 10th round pick in 2019. A 1-0. And that one comes inside, nearly hits Reyes, gets behind the catcher Osborne and towards the Met dugout. And on his second base on the wild pitch is Debbie Santana. So Daytona with a man in scoring position for the first time. With nobody out here in the fifth. Chase Petty up and throwing in the right field bullpen for Daytona. He was scheduled to follow Cruz tonight as Reyes reaches for one and stings it down the right field line. Foul. Into Daytona's bullpen area. It is 2-1. Rainey 0-1, struck out his first time. Askew, fourth appearance, second out of the bullpen. No record, a 1.64 ERA. 7 hits in 11 innings, 3 walks, 14 strikeouts. A 1.79 opponent batting average, the 2-1. And that fastball low. Hometown crowd wanted a strike. It is 3-1. American flag blowing out a little bit towards left. The 3-1. And Reyes, a bouncer off the end of the bat to first. Picked up by Barrasierta to his right. Underhand flip to Askew covering. Lost his hat. Out retired at first base as Santana will advance to third. So Daytona with a runner 90 feet away. And now the left fielder Danny Lantigua struck out his first time 0-1. Zwack still responsible for the man over at first base, or rather at third base in Santana. Lefty Askew kicks and comes home, and Lantigua fouls it off the catcher. It is 0-1. Askew actually drafted by the Mets last year. Mets roster was wrong. 10th round pick out of Clemson University. It was the opening day starter against Daytona back on the 8th. The 0-1. Lantigua grabs a piece over the netting into the seating bowl. It is 0-2. Askew on opening night gave up an unearned run on 4 hits in 3 innings. Walked 2, struck out 4, and hit a man. The 0-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. 93 on the outer half, and Lantigua could not pull the trigger. Second strikeout for Lantigua tonight. And the second out in the fifth inning for the catcher Andrew Salcedo. As one of Daytona's 3 hits, a base hit to center back in the third inning. Santana at third, 2 away. And the slider from Askew misses inside. It is 1-0. Askew last time out at Jupiter last Wednesday. 4 innings, no runs, 1 hit, no walks, 8 Ks. The 1-0. And Salcedo nubs one off the end of the bat. Foul of the first baseline, 1-1. Man at third, 2 out, Mets a 4-0 lead. Continuing that look around the FSL, we mentioned Jupiter and Palm Beach scoreless. That game now on the top of the fourth. Inoan Paniagua for Palm Beach and Edward Cabrera making a rehab start for Jupiter, Marlins' number 2 prospect. The 1-1 breaking ball. It is 2-1. Bottom of the third in Tampa. Lakeland a 2-0 lead on the Tarpons. The 2-1. And Salcedo out in front of an off-speed pitch at 76. It is 2-2. Tampa actually just getting on the board on a Jason Dominguez RBI single. Nick Davila for the Flying Tigers. Richard Fitz getting the start for Tampa. Askew sets with a cross step towards first, the 2-2. And he strikes him out on the slider to end the inning. Another strikeout for Mets pitching tonight. They have K'd 11 Daytona hitters through five. Tortuga strand a man at third. No runs, a hit, one left. Halfway home, it is a 4-0 Mets lead as Chase Petty coming on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Going to the bullpen for Todd Naskadov, Cookie Dawkins, and Daytona as the sun beginning to peek back out. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, 9-1 and 2 due up for the Mets against the Tortugas' new arm, Chase Petty, making his second relief appearance of the year. Chase 6'1", 190 pounds, 19 years old, out of Summers Point, New Jersey. And the righty's first pitch is a breaking ball strike. It is 0-1. Rivera hit by a pitch, scored on the home run. Actually, it was erased on a double play. Back in the third inning, the 0-1. And Rivera takes inside, fastball at 94. It is 1-1. Petty, so far this year, 0-1 record, a .82 ERA. Just six hits in 11 innings. One walk, 10 strikeouts, and there's another breaking ball in at 82. It is one ball and two strikes. Petty from the extreme first base side, the 1-2. And that one up and in, and that fastball slipped in Rivera. And a point towards the Tortugas dugout by the home plate umpire. And I guess they gave, no, it wasn't a point. It was an awarding of first base. They say it hit Rivera. That's what it was. Fastball slipping. Petty going to talk with Salcedo in front of the batter's circle at home plate. And Rivera didn't see it hit him, didn't hear it hit off anything. And the second time the Mets second baseman has been hit tonight. Ruben Ibarra, the first baseman, checking on him to make sure he's all right. Give you an example of why that pitch was not on purpose. If it was, I don't think Ruben would be checking on him. So nothing nefarious there. Outside of that, it was scary. But everybody's all right. And the first pitch breaking ball to Alex Ramirez is outside, ball one. Thought the umpire was motioning towards the Tortugas dugout, warning them. But instead, it was just an award of first base as Ramirez gets jammed and Skyzinger calling for it. And on the dirt, a little bit to his right towards third base, makes the play. One out here in the fifth inning. 1 away, here is Stanley Consuegra. Grounded out and walked tonight. Came around to score on the home run by Newton in the third. Petty, that red and gray glove, rests his hand in there. The first pitch and slider too far outside. It is 1-0. Petty against Bradenton. That was back on the 21st last Thursday. Four innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. The best performance of his young career. 1-0. And this one fouled off Consuegra's back leg. And it's one ball and one strike. Final line for the starters tonight. Aré Fronson. Four innings, four runs, four hits. A walk, two strikeouts. Did give up a pair of home runs. And hit a batter. 52 pitches and 35 strikes tonight in his second start. One on, one out. The 1-1. And a slider has Consuegra out of sorts. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Nick Swack for the Mets goes 4+. No runs, three hits, a walk, and nine Ks. 65 pitches, 43 strikes for Zwack. A 1-2 from Chase. Check swing on the slider. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not. And it's even at 2-2. Matt Watkowski on the bases. Caleb Martin behind the plate tonight. Our umpiring crew. Petty ready. The 2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Slider away. A mini fist pump for Petty as he gets the second out. First strikeout tonight for Chase. And now Shervin Newton, two-run homer to center in the third, made it a 3-0 ball game. Has also struck out tonight. He is 1-for-2. Petty made his first start of the year against the Mets on April the 9th. Took the loss in that game, gave up just one run on four hits. Is that one down and in by the shoot tops of Newton, able to hop out of the way as advancing to second on a wild pitch is Jose Rivera. So Petty, not quite as sharp in terms of as the Mets now have a man in scoring position with two down. The one run Petty gave up against the Mets in Daytona was aided by a ball that was hit to center that got lost in the twilight sky. Ended up going as a double, and that man came around to score. 1-0 pitch, and this one hit in the air to center. Allen drifting back now, backpedaling, but he's got room and makes the catch at his chest to end the inning. Mets get a base runner on a leadoff hit by pitch, but Petty leaves him stranded. We head to the sixth. Still 4-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink special starting at just $1. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Top of the sixth inning, Daytona and St. Lucie. Mets a 4-0 lead on the strength of a couple of home runs tonight. Top of the lineup due up for Daytona against Keyshawn Askew. Out for his first full inning of relief tonight. Mets pitching. He's given up three hits and has not allowed a run and struck out 11 so far tonight. Jay Allen, the second to lead off, has struck out looking twice. And he takes outside for ball one. Tortuga is trying to muster a rally like the Mets did yesterday, down four. And Allen takes a backdoor slider in for a strike. It is 1-1. Lefty kicks and deals. And that backdoor breaking ball again finds the outside corner, 1-2. Austin Hendrick waiting on deck. The lefty fires. And that pitch outside. It is even at two balls and two strikes. Center fielder Ramirez playing a little bit towards right center, the 2-2. And Allen hits one in the air. Back behind short. Trailing onto the outfield is Newton. And with two hands in front of the charging left fielder, Consuegra makes the catch about 10 to 15 feet into left field for the first out of the sixth inning. So Allen 0 for 3. And now it is the right fielder, Austin Hendrick. Hendrick flied out to deep right his last time. Flied out to the wall. He's also struck out 0 for 2, and he swings, and it's a tapper back in front of home plate. Fielded by Askew. Spins, throws to first accurately, just in the nick of time to get the hustling Hendrick for the second out. Thought that one might be hit just softly enough for Hendrick to reach, as Askew had to turn his body around to unleash that throw. Thought he might sail that one, but a good, accurate, and strong toss forces Hendrick to drop to 0 for 3 tonight. So bases empty, two away for Jamal O'Quinn, and his first pitch seen is hit in the air to right. Foul down the line, Dominguez and the first baseman Barrasierta over, but it lands on Daytona's bullpen mound, a foul ball. So the count 0-1, O'Quinn has struck out looking both times tonight, 0 for 2. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Mets a 4-0 advantage. Lefty straddles the mound with both feet, the 0-1. And that outside at 83. It is one ball and one strike. We never really finished that out-of-town scoreboard a few innings ago. The only score we didn't tell you about, Fort Myers and Clearwater, as O'Quinn with a missile off towards the Mets' auxiliary fields here in Port St. Lucie. It is 1-2. Right now, Fort Myers and Clearwater tied at 1, bottom of the second inning. As that one way outside and low. Two balls and two strikes. Gabriel Cotto for the Threshers. Pearson Ole getting the start for the Mighty Muscles tonight. The 2-2. And O'Quinn fights it off the paws. Stays alive. It remains a two-ball, two-strike count. Mets have taken 3 of 4 from Daytona here to start the season series. Second year back in the same division after it being separated the last number of years. Is this a hard line drive, but right at Newton to end the inning. A laser beam again off the bat of O'Quinn, but Newton just had to shuffle a tad to his left and able to retire O'Quinn on the line drive to end the inning. Daytona goes in order against Askew in the sixth. To the bottom of the frame we go. Still 4-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Chase Petty out for his second inning of relief as we head to the sixth inning. Bottom half. 4-5 and 6 due up for the Mets. They have a 4-0 lead. William Lugo will lead off as doubled and scored tonight. Flied out first pitch of the inning from Petty. Is a slider outside, 1-0. Lugo, Dominguez, Barrasierta, the 3 due up, the 1-0. And a fastball ripped by him down in the zone at 92. It's 1-1. Petty coming over to the Reds in the Sonny Gray trade. Francis Piguero also going to Minnesota in that deal. Minor league arm as the 1-1 outside, 2-1. Petty, top pitching prospect on this Daytona roster, number 8, coming into the year by Baseball America. The 2-1. And that breaking ball misses high. Count 3-1. Mets have put the leadoff man on in each of the last four innings. Only frame they failed to do so was when they went in order in the first, the 3-1. And this one hit on the ground towards the Met bullpen, foul ball. It is a full count. Reds affiliate scoreboard here in the sixth inning. Payoff pitch from Chase, and this one a line drive center field down in front of Allen, a base hit. Second hit tonight for William Lugo, and make that five straight innings in which the Mets have put the leadoff man on. 100 miles an hour off the bat there for Lugo. And that'll bring up the designated hitter, Carlos Dominguez. Line drive home run to left his last time. Has also flied out to left. He is 1-for-2. Two of his four homers this year have been against Daytona. And Dominguez taking all the way. Looks at a slider, strike 0-1. Reds hosting the Padres again tonight at Great American Ballpark. San Diego a 1-0 lead in the top of the third. As that one drips inside. 91 off the corner, 1-1. Former Tortuga Vladimir Gutierrez getting the start for the Reds tonight. Mackenzie Gore, the lefty, on to first, and Lugo just back in ahead of the tag by Ibarra. Jonathan India, Nick Senzel, Aristides Aquino, former Tortugas in the lineup tonight at the major league level as that breaking ball high, 2-1. Former St. Lucie Met, Matt Reynolds, batting ninth, playing third base for the Reds today as well. Two-one from Chase, and that fastball tipped into the glove of Salcedo. 2-2. Padres have just added another run on a Jake Cronenworth RBI single, so a 2-0 San Diego lead there out at Great American Ballpark. The 2-2 slider got him looking. Strike 3 called. Dropped in there beautifully. Second strikeout tonight for Petty and Dominguez. Down on strikes for the first out in the sixth. Here's Raul Barrasierta. Singled to right, drove home a run back in the second inning. Popped up to first his last trip. 1-for-2 in this one. Runner takes his lead. First pitch from Petty. Fastball inside, and Barrasierta frustrated by that. Tailing fastball, 1-0. Triple-A Louisville on the road against the Columbus Clippers, Guardians affiliate. Now the 1-0. And that fastball in there, a strike at 93. It is 1-1. Bernardo Flores getting the start for Louisville. They have a 4-2 lead in the, or going to the top of the fifth inning, the 1-1. That fastball low. 2 balls and 1 strike. Lorenzo Cedrola. Chris Hokey, the Tortuga alumni in the AAA lineup. Former Daytona Cub Albert Almora Jr. batting third and center. 2-1. Just won a double play ground ball to second. Reyes shovels to Steiger for one. Back to first, double play, inning over. Chase Petty lulls, and he does it again here in the sixth as he faces the minimum in the frame. No runs, one hit. And because of the double play, nobody left to the seventh. Still 4-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Wendy's is here, the Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger, with Wendy's signature applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Don't shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger, only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Seventh inning, Daytona needing to get their offense in gear. They trail 4-0. 4-5 and 6-2 up against Keyshawn Askew, out for another inning of work. Entered in the fourth. Rather in the fifth in support of Nick Zwack. And the first pitch of his second full inning of relief is up and away for ball one. Ibarra has grounded for one, the 1-0. And Rubin takes inside 2-0. Ibarra coming into play today on a six-game hitting streak. It was 6-4 his last 23, 2-0. Up and away, ball three. Continuing our look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard here in this seventh inning. Mentioned Louisville leading Columbus 4-2. 3-0. And Ibarra takes a called strike at 91. It's 3-1. Double-A Chattanooga at home against the Tennessee Smokies Cubs affiliate. Smokies a 2-1 lead there as Ibarra gets one off the end of the bat into right center. Out is the second baseman Rivera. In is the right fielder De Los Santos. And on a dead sprint makes the catch with two hands for the first out. Leadoff man retired for Daytona in the seventh. And now it is Gus Steiger. Single to center, his first time up, was picked off, has also struck out 1-for-2. Sam McWilliams making the start tonight for Chattanooga AA. No alumni in the lineup there, but Matt McClain, the first-round pick, has a double in that one as Steiger takes ball one. Only other game in the system today, Midwest League ball, as that backdoor breaking ball across strike one. Dayton a 1-0 lead on Alex McGarry's sixth home run of the year, former Tuga. At the beginning of last year is that outside 2-1. Reese Hines, Ellie De La Cruz, Alan Cerda, Garrett Wolforth. The other alumni in the lineup today, the 2-1. On the inner half, fastball 2-2. Bryce Bonin making his first start of the year, had missed the first couple weeks on the injured list. The 2-2. And Steiger drives one down the right field line out of play. On the roof of a building beyond the seating bowl. Stays at 2-2. Bonin activated off the IL mount. Slider down and in. First strikeout for Askew since his first inning of work in the fifth. And there is two down now in the seventh. Third strikeout for the Southpaw. Now Debbie Santana. Last Tortuga to reach base on a single that chased Zwack from the ballgame. So eight in a row retired by Mets pitching. And Santana chases off the outside corner fastball. It is 0-1. Bonin tonight, four innings, no runs, two hits, three walks, four Ks. And his return, the 0-1. And a check swing did not go off the corner. It is one ball and one strike. Infield shifted for Debbie to pull, the 1-1. And Santana tries to hold up. Did he go? No, he did not, surprisingly. Thought he may have broke the plane there. But Watkowski says he did not. So the 2-1. A swing and a miss. Pulled out on the fastball, 2-2. Base is empty, two out. Top of the seventh, Mets a 4-0 lead. The break even from Askew. And he gets Santana to offer at the slider, strike three. Fourth strikeout tonight for Askew. And the Mets and Keyshawn Askew has retired all nine men he has faced out of the bullpen tonight. Time to get up and stretch here in Port St. Lucie. Mets a 4-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the...
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Chase Petty back to work as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Third inning of relief for him. Omar De Los Santos leads off. First pitch, bouncing ball. That will stay fair behind the third base bag and down the left field line on his way to second. And he's there standing with a leadoff double. Once again, the Mets have the leadoff man on for the sixth consecutive inning. And once again, it happens on the first pitch. Only two out of those six innings have the Mets failed to put the leadoff man on the very first offering of the frame. So De Los Santos with a bouncing double that just stayed to the right of the chalk line. Down the third base side. And so De Los Santos has a leadoff double. And the Mets a chance to tack on after his third two-bagger of the year. Now it's Drake Osborne 0-for-2, has fly to right and grounded to third. Petty from the stretch sets with a cross step towards third. And the first pitch, fastball down and away, but a called strike. I thought that one was low. It is 1-1. Or rather 0-1, excuse me. Reyes holding on the man at second, the 0-1. And this one served in the air to left. Racing towards the line is Lantigua from fair to foul. Ground makes the backhanded catch. And De Los Santos bluffs a tag at third before heading back to second. Long run for Lantigua to his right. Going from fair to foul ground. Had to stretch his arm out and made a tough backhanded grab. Not sure whether or not that would have landed in fair or foul territory. But Danny with a nice play to end Osborne's at-bat. And now there is one on, one out for Jose Rivera. Been hit by a couple of pitches tonight. Righty fires, and Rivera takes a slider low, 1-0. Rivera came into play today, hitting .194 in 11 games, 6-for-31. No extra base hits, 2 RBIs. And that fastball taken at the knees. Low 90s again from Petty at 92. It is one ball and one strike. Tortugas, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 3 tonight. The 1-1 runner starts and stops. And Salcedo receives a strike on the inside corner, 1-2. That's where the automated ball strike system helps out. System still able to register that pitch, even though Salcedo came out of his crouch to receive it, preparing for a potential throw down to third. 1-2. That slider slips high. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mets, 4 runs, 6 hits. No errors. They have left 2 tonight. Righty fiddles with the ball in his right hand. Looks towards second now, the 2-2. And the slider missing a bit down. And it's a full count, 3-2. Top of the lineup, Alex Ramirez waiting on deck for the Mets. Second game of this 6-game series. St. Lucie took the opener last night, 5-4-10. Runner breaks towards third. 3-2 goes between the legs of the catcher, Salcedo, for ball 4. And Rivera will have first base. No chance for De Los Santos to try and score. So men at the corners now and one out. And here is the center fielder, Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 0-for-3 tonight. Ground ball to short, a double play to the pitcher in the third, and a pop-up to short coming in the fifth inning. So De Los Santos credited with his 6th stolen base of the year. So now men in scoring, or one man in scoring position, 2 men aboard. And the first pitch to the righty swinging center fielder with the man in motion is fouled back, 0-1. A lot of those gray clouds have dissipated here in Port St. Lucie tonight. 80 degrees right now. Real feel at 77. American flag out in right center, blowing out to left. The 0-1. That one outside. Fastball at 92. It is 1-1. Series will continue tomorrow. Mets expected to give the ball to Mike Vassell. Was originally supposed to be Ray Franson for Daytona tomorrow, but got moved up with Cruz getting scratched as this one saucered down the right field side and will land foul on the Tortugas bullpen mound. It is 1-2. But with Franson getting moved up a day, Cruz having the issue with his wisdom tooth, supposed to be Alex Johnson to start on Thursday. On Friday, I should say. Maybe he'll go tomorrow. As time called, Salcedo motioning signals to the rest of the infield. Some action beginning to work down the Rhine for Daytona. Some stretching. Looks to be Javian Sandridge who will throw. First and third, one out. The 1-2. This one off the hands. Shallow left field and down for a base hit. Scoring De Los Santos, stopping at second, Rivera. It's an RBI single for Alex Ramirez. That's his sixth RBI of the year. And the Mets have a 5-0 lead in the seventh. Just able to muscle that one over the head of the infielders and in front of the outfielders coming in. And the Mets have scored their first run since the fourth. And now lead by 5. First run Petty has given up since his first start of the season. First earned run, I should say. And now Consuegra 0-for-2 with a walk. And Petty misses high with a slider. It is 1-0. Petty normally been so pinpoint with his command. in his first three outings. 23 strikes, 19 balls out of his 42 pitches this evening. A 1-0 slider down and in. And it's two balls and no strikes. Shervin Newton, shortstop, waiting on deck. As time called, and Todd Naskadov will come out of the first base dugout and have a chat with a pitcher, Petty, and the Daytona infield. Also give Sandridge some extra time to loosen down the right field line. Been a tough night for Daytona. Mets came into play today. One of the top teams in this league offensively and on the mound. Second in batting average, second in hits, first in doubles, third in total bases and slugging. We're also first in fewest runs allowed and fewest home runs allowed. Well, St. Lucie has done a lot of all of those things. Put themselves in front by five with one out in the seventh inning in game two of the series. Mets trying to create further separation. They've got first and second and one out and a 2-0 count on their two-hitter. And there's a fastball. And at 93, it is 2-1. Tortuga's looking for a ground ball, the 2-1. And that fastball under the hands of Consuegra. Nice downward bite. It is 2-2. Petty hits a lot of movement on his pitches. At 11 inches of vertical break on that last one. 2-2. Slider pops in and out of the glove of Salcedo. Slipped high. And it's a full count. Threw some really nice sliders in his first inning out of the bullpen. Petty did. But has had some trouble finding the grip consistently on it throughout the course of tonight's game. Payoff pitch. This one on the ground towards second. Reyes to his left, throws to second. Nice reach by Steiger to go up in the air with that mitt and stay on the second base bag and get the force for the second out of the inning. Was not an easy play for Rainey Reyes to his left. Had to throw across his body back to Steiger at second. And the middle infield able to secure that out at second base. Rivera to third, safe at first is Consuegra, and that'll be it for Chase Petty tonight. As with Shervin Newton coming up, Cookie Dawkins has come out of the first base dugout and will take the ball from the 19-year-old and hand the reins over to JV and Sandridge. Mets have a run in the seventh, 2-1, 2-out, and a 5-0 lead for the home team. Daytona trying to keep them right here. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robbins of day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Mets have a run in already in this seventh inning. They have men at the corners and two out. JV and Sandridge coming on to try and keep it a five-run game. Shervin Newton will switch over and bat right-handed for the first time in this series. Lefty working from the third base side of the slab, and the first pitch drops a tad low. It is 1-0. Sandridge, new arm in the game for Daytona, the lone lefty on this pitching staff, 6'3", 235. The 1-0, and this popped up back behind home plate. This one will be a souvenir if it even stays in the stadium, which it doesn't, onto the roof. It's a ball and a strike out of Hagerstown, Maryland. Free agent signee by the Tortugas and the Reds. Last year out of Lynn University in Florida, the 1-1. That one off the inside corner, 2-1. Sandridge making his fourth appearance, 0-1, an ERA of 3. One save, two hits in three innings. Three walks, five Ks, a 182 opponent average, the 2-1. Fouled back. And it's 2-2. Both base runners, the responsibility of Chase Petty. Looks like the Mets have put a pinch runner on over at third base. As that breaking ball inside full count. It looks to be Gregory Guerrero, who was added to the roster yesterday, who is now running at third. That's a number 2, not a 9. The payoff pitch. Down and in, ball 4. And the bases are loaded. So Sandridge walks Newton. And now the sacks are full for William Lugo. So the Mets have them loaded. And the first pitch to Newton. Rather, Lugo, excuse me. Swung on and missed. Elevated fastball. It's 0-1. Lugo has doubled and singled tonight. Scored a run and has flied out to center. 2-for-3. The 0-1. Off the inside corner. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 1-1. Guerrero at third, Consuegra at second, Newton the man at first. The 1-1. And this one fouled off Lugo in the box. It is 1-2. Tortugas in the top of the eighth. Their order due up. Reyes, Lantigua, and Salcedo. Mets a run in on two hits in the inning. Lugo the seventh man to bat. Sandridge ready at the belt, the 1-2 pitch. Making ball inside, curve. That time from Javian, it is 2-2. Mets a run in this inning. On the base hit to center by Alex Ramirez. 2-2. On the outside corner, got him looking, strike 3. Slider on the outer half, just barely able to find the outside corner. And Sandridge leaves the bases loaded in the seventh. But the Mets add another run on two hits before leaving them full. We head to the eighth, 5-0 St. Lucie on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Tortuga's running out of opportunities here tonight. Go to the eighth inning. They trail 5-0 in the second game of this series. Rennie Reyes, Danny Lantigua, Andrew Salcedo, the 3-2 up against Keyshawn Askew. And the first pitch of the inning, fastball strike up at the letters. It is 0-1. Reyes 0-2 has struck out looking. Grounded out to first. The 0-1. And that one in the dirt. It is 1-1. Tough night so far for Daytona offensively. One out of play to the right. Towards the back of the lower seating bowl, 1-2. Speaking of the Mets, saw an interesting story the other day. It explains why a former St. Lucie Met is still a free agent. Now one outside, 2-2. They remember Michael Conforto, a former first-round pick of the Mets, played here in St. Lucie. Want to say the 2015 season. 2-2. And Reyes bounces one to third. Waiting on it is Lugo. Throw to first. High off line and dropped by the first baseman, Barrasierta, as he went to make the tag on Reyes. And so Rainey is safe at first base. Here to start the top half of the eighth inning. We were right on the base paths, by the way, in the bottom of the seventh inning. Gregory Guerrero did come on a pinch run for Jose Rivera after the pitching change. And so he is at second base here to start the eighth inning. One on, nobody out. And this is a double play ground ball to short by Lantigua, and Newton boots it. Rolls into left field, and back-to-back errors is how Daytona has two men on with nobody out to begin the eighth inning. A throwing error by William Lugo, a fielding error by Shervin Newton. And Daytona, a great opportunity to start chipping away as they play here in the eighth inning. Andrew Salcedo, the hitter, batting right-handed in a swing and a miss. Ball gets by the catcher, was no contact on the play. And a wild pitch allows the runners to advance to second and third. What a bizarre beginning for the top half of this eighth inning. A throwing error by Lugo. A fielding error by Newton. And now the catcher Osborne onto the mound and help Askew get recalibrated on the mound. So Osborne says what he needs to and will now head back to his post behind home plate. Oh, and one on Salcedo. 1-for-2 with a single this evening. As the slider missing low there. It is 1-1. Daytona has not been shut out this season. 1-1. And Salcedo out in front of the breaking ball. 1-2. Jay Allen, the center fielder, on deck. A 1-2 offering. That one low. Good fastball, 2-2. But one of the big free agents this offseason was Michael Conforto. And still unsigned. It's a 2-2 off the end of the bat towards first. Runner breaks towards home. Only play for Barrasierta is at first, and that's where he'll get the out. Scoring is Reyes. To third goes Lantigua. There goes the shutout for the Mets, and Daytona on the board now in the eighth inning. It is 5-1. Fourth RBI of the year for Salcedo. And another run now 90 feet away. And back to the top of the lineup in Jay Allen the second. Allen still looking for his first hit tonight. And the first pitch from Askew falls a little bit below the zone. Off-speed delivery at 70. Popped up to short his last time up. He's also struck out twice, 0 for 3. 1-0. And Allen takes a fastball, strike 1-1. Well, Conforto apparently last week had shoulder surgery and will miss the entire 2022 season. Be ready to return next year, according to his agent, Scott Boras. That was what he told reporters this past Saturday. A 1-1. Inside nearly grazes the shoulder of Allen, 2-1. No action in the Met bullpen out and left. Conforto, only 29 years old, was offered an $18.4 million qualifying offer in November. Turned it down to test free agency, but if his shoulder acquired surgery makes you wonder why he didn't accept the qualifying offer. As Allen, little jam shot back towards the mound. Askew's only play will be to first base, and that's where he gets the out. Scoring from third at Lantigua, it's an RBI ground out for Jay Allen the second, his eighth RBI of the year. And it's now a 5-2 ball game. So not the most profound ways in which Daytona chased home their first two runs. But it counts all the same, and now the bases are empty. And two out for Austin Hendrick. Could be the last chance to extend his on-base streak to 13. Had reached in 12 straight entering tonight. Nearly gets clipped with the slider. Inside 1-0. Apparently the reason why Conforto didn't accept the qualifying offer was he got hurt while training in January. As Hendrick takes a knee-high strike, 1-1. During the labor lockout, which ended, of course, in March. All-star 5 years ago in 2017 as Hendrick drives one out to right center field over to his left, Ramirez. And too much air underneath that one as he'll run it down in the gap to end the inning. But Daytona breaks up the shutout bid. They score two runs without the benefit of a base hit, two errors, and nobody left at the end of 7.5. It's the Mets 5 and the Tortugas 2 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
First full inning of work tonight for JV and Sandridge. Got out of trouble in the seventh. Final line for the man he took over for, Chase Petty. 2 2/3 innings, one run on three hits, a walk, two Ks. 47 pitches, 26 strikes, threw a wild pitch and hit one man. So a 5-2 Mets lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now it is Carlos Dominguez, 5, 6, and 7, set to bat for the Mets. And the first pitch, fastball inside above the hands, 1-0. Dominguez homered to make it a 4-0 game in the fourth. He's also flied out and struck out. 1-0. And Sandridge misses inside. And the count 2-0. Take a quick look at Major League Baseball before this game. The top of the 8 o'clock hour now, the 2-0. And this one, ooh, foul tip off the mask of the catcher, Salcedo. And his reaction was so quick, I thought it may have actually hit the umpire instead. And Salcedo, I guess it just sounded worse than it was. Those catcher's helmets doing the trick. 2-1. Grounded foul, third base side, 2-2. Mets and Cardinals, we talked about some of the actions by the St. Lucie Mets last night that Daytona took exception to. Well, the Mets at the major league level have taken exception to other teams' pitchers as Dominguez strikes out looking. 81 on the outside corner. Strikes him out on the backdoor slider. And Sandridge has a K to begin the eighth inning. Second strikeout tonight for the lefty. Now the first baseman, Raul Berasierta, RBI single, a pop fly to first, a ground out to second. First pitch, nice curveball, drops in there, a strike 0-1. But the Mets at the major league level have been hit by a pitch more than any other team by a large margin as this one sky to center. Can of corn for Allen, who makes the play over by his left hip. And there are two down. There was a brouhaha at Busch Stadium in St. Louis earlier today. Yon Lopez, one of the newest Mets, threw a pitch up and in to Nolan Arenado. And Arenado took exception to it. And everybody came out of the dugouts. This is a broken back ground ball to second. Sidearm throw by the charging Reyes in time. And a beautifully executed inning by Sandridge. He retires the Mets in order. On just 8 pitches. There was a brawl there today out there in St. Louis. Thankfully, cooler heads have prevailed in this series tonight in Port St. Lucie. To the ninth, Daytona needs 3 to tie, 4 to force the bottom half of the inning. They trail 5.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Sean Askew going to stay out there for the Mets, has only allowed a couple of unearned runs as we head to the ninth inning. Mets a 5-2 lead. Fans reminder, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you after the final out. Look back at this game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game 3 in this series tomorrow night. A 6-10 start tomorrow, 6-10 start Friday, 6-10 start Saturday, and then 12-10 for the finale on Sunday. Jamal O'Gwin 0-3 to lead off. And he takes a first pitch strike, gets 0-1. O'Gwin has struck out twice and lined out to short his last time. Daytona has not had a hit since Debbie Santana's single in the fifth inning. Only 3 hits tonight as O'Gwin takes another backdoor pitch for a strike, 0-2. O'Gwin, Ibarra, Steiger. Should anybody reach, it will be the 0-2. Off the outside corner. It is 1-2. Mike Vassell expected to start for the Mets tomorrow. We had originally planned on Fronson starting for Daytona tomorrow as O'Gwin hits a pop-up. Foul ground, third base side. Lugo back into his right. And at the edge of the grass over by the dirt cutout towards the Mets bullpen. Makes the play for the first out here in the ninth inning. So now Ruben Ibarra has walked, grounded to third, and flied out to shallow right. Last chance for him to extend his hitting streak. Well, with Renardo Cruz getting scratched today by Daytona. For good reason, as there's a strike 0-1. Rest of the week is now TBA. Asked Todd Naskadov if everyone is going to be moved up a day as Ibarra swings and misses at an off-speed pitch down 0-2. And he said, I don't know. So we are operating under TBA the rest of this series until we hear otherwise, as that inside 1-2. Alex Johnson was supposed to follow Fronson tomorrow into Friday. So maybe Johnson gets moved up to start tomorrow. The 1-2. Outside 2-2. Maybe they start Julian Aguiar, who is supposed to pitch in tandem with Fronson tomorrow. We'll try and find out, and as soon as we know, we'll let you know. 2-2. And Ibarra swings and misses. It hit him, and that's strike three. Wow. I have never seen that happen outside of a video game, and that was a video game breaking ball that leaves Ibarra left staring at the pitcher and wondering why he swung. You can see the disappointment and frustration on Ruben's face. And Askew another strikeout, and Daytona down to their final out. 7 inches of vertical break on that sweeping pitch from Askew. And now Gus Steiger 1-for-3. Takes outside ball one. Next pitch will be number 70 tonight for the left-hander, as he and Nick Zwacker, the 1-0. Fastball sizzles across the outside. Sounded louder than 87 with that pop of the catcher Osborne's mitt. The 1-1. And Steiger down to Winnie to try and make contact on the off-speed delivery. 1-2. And the Tortugas down to their final strike tonight. Debbie Santana hoping for a chance on deck. The 1-2. Outside. Good downward break on the changeup. And it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield shifted a tad for Gus to pull from the right-hand side. Another 2-2. And Steiger foul tip off the glove of Osborne. And the game will continue. Just about 20 after 8. Here in Port St. Lucie. Another fast-moving game. The 2-2 pitch. And Steiger fights it off on top of the railing by the Mets' third base dugout. It'll stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Daytona trying to avoid dropping back below 500 after getting above it on Sunday, as Steiger, another missile off towards the Daytona bullpen to the right. We'll do it again. Steiger had a lot of long at-bats in that Bradenton series. Had one that saw 11 pitches. This next one will be the 8th of this at-bat. 2-2 again. And he strikes him out on the slider, strike 3, and that's the ball game. Daytona picks up a couple of unearned runs in the 8th, but it was Nick Zwack and Keyshawn Askew that took the game by storm tonight for the Mets on the mound, as they combine to 3-hit Daytona and have taken the first 2 games of this series. They win it tonight by a final of 5-2. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll have the recap report for you. Mets with the victory. They've taken the first 2 games of this series. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches, with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all, with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return at Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Rachel Pink Uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Tough night again for Daytona, but on the bright side, it was not a heartbreaker like it had been in their previous five road losses as the Mets take control early and win this one. Welcome back here to Clover Park. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Mets with the win improved to 11-6. Daytona with the loss drops to 8-9 on this young season as we take you through the game that was tonight. Are Fronson against the lefty Nick Zwack. Neither were the expected starters when we left the ballpark yesterday here in Port St. Lucie, but both got the ball today and was a scoreless game going to the bottom of the second inning, and that's when the Mets were able to take the lead for good. William Lugo on the first pitch of the inning doubled down the left field line. After Carlos Dominguez flied out to left, Lugo tagged and went to third on a play where Lantigua had to make a catch away from his body. And then Raul Berrocierta with an RBI base hit to right center gave the Mets a 1-0 lead. In the third, Mets again put the leadoff man on against Fronson, a hit-by-pitch of Jose Rivera. But he was erased on a 1-6-3 double play off the bat of Alex Ramirez. But after Stanley Consuegra walked on four pitches, Shervin Newton hit the first pitch he saw off the batter's eye in center for a two-run home run. His first of the year gave the Mets a 3-0 lead. In the fourth, on the very first pitch of that inning, Carlos Dominguez hit a line drive off the facing of the second level of advertisements. Out beyond the left field wall, his fourth home run of the year gave the Mets a 4-0 advantage. They would add again in the seventh against Chase Petty, a leadoff double by Omar De Los Santos. Drake Osborne would fly out to left on ball four to Jose Rivera. De Los Santos successfully stole third. And then Alex Ramirez, a base hit into left center, gave the Mets a 5-0 lead. Daytona would get on the board in the top of the eighth as Rainey Reyes reached on a throwing error by William Lugo. Danny Lantigua got aboard on a fielding error by Shervin Newton. A wild pitch allowed the runners to advance to second and third. Then Andrew Salcedo, a ground out to first, made it 5-1. Jake Ball back to the pitcher. Another ground out brought home the second run, made it 5-2. Austin Hendrick would fly out to center. And that's sort of how the game would end as the Mets take it tonight by a final of 5-2. Winning pitcher tonight is Keyshawn Askew. His first win of the year, five innings of no-hit ball. Did give up two unearned runs, no walks, and six strikeouts tonight. Losing pitcher, Are Fronson, four innings, four runs, four hits. A walk, two strikeouts, gave up a couple of home runs. Final line scores tonight, Daytona, two runs, three hits, no errors. They left three. The Mets, five runs, seven hits, two errors. They left five. Final time of game tonight, a season low, 2 hours and 5 minutes in front of a crowd of 669 here on this nice Wednesday evening as we take you through the day that was in the Florida State League before we say our final goodbyes on this Wednesday. Bradenton playing a matinee against Dunedin. They won 6-2. Jace Bowen, his fifth home run of the year. Everything else in the league is still in progress. Bottom seven in Palm Beach. Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads tied at three. Edward Cabrera, rehab start for Jupiter through four innings, one hit, three walks, seven strikeouts, scoreless outing for him. Tampa leading Lakeland at 10-3. That game in the top of the seventh inning. Tarpons a seven-run fifth inning. Anthony Garcia a couple of home runs in that one, and they are in the top of the sixth in Fort Myers. Clearwater a 6-1 lead on the Mighty Muscles. Kendall Simmons, his second home run of the campaign for Clearwater. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Wednesday night, starting at the major league level, Reds at home against the Padres. They trail 5-1 in the top half of the fifth inning. Vlad Gutierrez, former Tortuga, against Mackenzie Gore. Triple-A Louisville, top of the seventh inning on the road against the Columbus Clippers. That is the Guardians Triple-A club. That game tied at five. Christian Santana, a solo home run, his first of the year for Louisville. Double-A Chattanooga playing on their home turf against the Tennessee Smokies, Cubs affiliate. Chattanooga trailing to the fifth inning. Matt McClain is 1-for-2 with a triple in that ballgame. Sam McWilliams making the start for the Lookouts. And High-A Dayton in the top of the ninth on the road against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps Padres club. Dayton a 1-0 lead on a home run from Alex McGarry as Bryce Bonin along with Spencer Stockton and Jake Gilbert have combined on a two-hit shutout so far. Bonin his first start of the year after being activated off the injured list yesterday. As for Major League Baseball's out-of-town scoreboard, Cardinals beat the Mets earlier today in St. Louis by a final of 10-5. It was the White Sox 7 and the Royals 3. Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers at home 3-1. Top of the 7th in Pittsburgh, the Brewers leading the Pirates 2-1. Bottom 6 in St. Petersburg, Rays shutting out the Mariners 3-0. Top 6 in Philadelphia, Phillies leading the Rockies 4-2. Marlins on top of the Nationals 1-0. Top 5 in D.C. Bottom 5 in the Bronx, Yankees a 2-0 lead on the Orioles. Top of the fifth in Toronto, Blue Jays and Red Sox tied at one. Michael Wacha against Ross Stripling. Top of the third in Atlanta, it is the Cubs 3 and the Braves 0. Mark Leiter Jr. against Jesse Chavez. Top of the fourth in Minnesota, Twins 1, Tigers 0. Joe Ryan for Minnesota, Michael Pineda for Detroit. Top of the second in Texas, Astros a 1-0 lead on the Rangers. Christian Javier against Glenn Otto Jr. And coming up in about an hour or so, 9:38 first pitch, Angels hosting the Guardians. Shohei Ohtani against Zach Plesac. And the A's will be in San Francisco. Battle of the Bay Area out at Oracle Park. 9:45 first pitch, Paul Blackburn for Oakland and Sammy Long, the lefty for the Giants. As we said earlier, our series will continue tomorrow night, 5:55 with our pregame show leading up to the 6:10 p.m. first pitch. Could be our tomorrow for Daytona. Unsure now after the switch-up of the rotation prior to today's game. It should be Mike Vassell for the Mets tomorrow. 0-1, a 4.91 ERA, pitched real well against Daytona in the opening series of the year at the beginning of the month. So stay tuned to the Tortugas social media channels and DaytonaTortugas.com. We'll have that updated with tomorrow's starting pitcher as soon as we are given the information from the powers that be. That'll do it for us here tonight. A tough one as the Mets take the first two games of this series. They win it tonight by a final of 5-2. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. Tonight again, your final, the Mets 5 and the Tortugas 2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.